Z-Boys92Q.com is going down. 2013 BET Awards. India Irie, how you been?
I've been good.
All right, where you been? What you been doing? You've been in the studio and all kinds of stuff. Tell us what's up.
I've been doing, oh man, that's a loaded question. I've been doing all kinds of stuff. Fifth album, it came out on Tuesday. It's called Songversation.
All right, Songversation.
Songversation. It's my favorite thing I have ever done.
Okay, like conversation, Songversation.
Yep, just like that.
How'd you come up with that name?
I need to know.
I mean, we got radio, we got time.
Well, you know, it started because I wanted to find a moniker that would explain what I do live.
Okay.
Because my whole goal with my life now is to be as much me as I can. Because, you know, in the music industry, there's a lot of people trying to tell you how you should do things and how you should be, and your career becomes your life. So then you get lost. You get lost, and I'm a grown woman. Like, you know, I was a kid when I came into the industry, but I'm a grown woman, so I don't want nobody telling me what to do.
You came in with your guitar when you was young.
Straight from under a tree, really. Like, straight from under a tree. I was all on the Grammys and all on TV, and then I had all these people telling me how I was supposed to be.
Right.
And, you know, when I crossed a certain age threshold, I was like, no, you don't need to look at my bank statements. No, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not sitting like that. No, I don't want to wear that. It was like that. And so I took some time to look at my life. That's where I've been for the last 4 years, and really looking at my life. And so Songversation is a moniker I created to explain, like that saying, if you build it, they will come.
Right.
To explain to people what I do live. If you want to see that, then come. If you don't want to see it, it's okay. So Songversation is a person who, me, it's me. That's the only, I'm the only person
who
does it, I suppose.
You had to get comfortable with you.
I mean, I mean,
you were comfortable with you, but they made you question you probably.
Yes.
Because the industry will do that to you.
That's what they do. I mean, that's what they do, because everybody has an opinion and you think they know because they got the money. But that doesn't mean you know you better than anybody knows you.
Right.
So in my performance style, I speak and I sing. And I want people to know that you want to see that come. And so then I ended up naming this album Songversation because there was a musical conversation that happened between me and all this musical sound in the Middle East. When you hear it, you'll hear like Middle Eastern elements in every song. So that's also a Songversation.
Wow. So
there's more than that, but that's a good short version.
Okay. So yeah. Like with the song, then you have almost like spoken word with it, something
no,
like
no,
that?
No. So talking about Songversation, a Songversation is my performance style when you come see me in concert.
Okay. I got
on
you.
On the album, it's all music.
Okay.
But you'll hear like Middle Eastern strings and horns and percussion and like that in there, and that's the musical Songversation.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you still, you know, sitting there with your guitar doing your thing?
I still play my guitar. I still write songs about spiritual ideals and about love and humanity and the interconnectedness of humankind and all the stuff I always talked about. I still do that. It's just matured.
Right.
Because, you know, I've matured. So it's just more developed and I'm more clear how I want to say things in song.
There you go.
Yep.
And this year's BET Awards, anything could happen. Chris Tucker is hosting. We haven't seen him in forever.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah. I mean, and you're back doing your thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, does it feel different? Does it feel good?
It feels good. I feel all different. And it feels good because I used to do all the functions and stuff, but I was tired all the time because I was always having to argue about every little thing.
Right.
Everything was a debate with me and my team, like from what I wore to what I was going to sing on TV. And
so why do you have India? Why do you have that head?
Why
don't
I like that color and why that? And it was constant, like really. And they meant well. I don't mean to make it sound like they didn't mean
because
they did. I know they did. But it was, you know, I was tired all the time. But now, you know, I feel normal. I'm regular tired at the end of the night. I want to go to bed like everybody else, but I don't feel like I'm going to fall out.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm having fun just being here this time and being able to see people and remember things and be alert. And so it's fun.
So the album, the single.
Yes, the single's called Cocoa Butter.
Okay.
The video's out. Actually, my album's number one R&B on iTunes, number eight pop on iTunes.
Wow.
So it's out. So you don't have it yet, so you late. Come on, get it for the Billboards. Come out next week.
But you're still doing your thing. And Cocoa Butter, what is that about?
It's about love. It's about the healing power of the things that you love to heal you.
Okay.
It's about love. It's just about love. It's about black love. It's about love. When you see the video, you'll understand.
Okay, so you've already done the video.
Already done the video. It's out. It's been out for like 3 weeks.
Okay.
Have a very unconventional male lead.
Really?
Yes, he's so gorgeous. Dang it. But when we did a casting, I was like, him.
Oh,
and I
so
found
you
out he was
Akon's
DJ. I picked him myself. And he was like, I'm Akon's DJ. I was like, well, I'm still going to use you.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it's good.
So what else are you working on?
I just touched your phone. I don't know why I picked up your phone.
That's okay. Because you know what? You just being you. Like you said, you feel good. You free. You have fun.
I'm always just going to be me.
Right.
This is my second single. It's actually called Just Do You.
Okay.
You'll hear it.
I'm ready to go now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to go
tonight.
Now.
Check it out tonight.
I will. Mm-hmm. I will. So what are you expecting from this year's BET Awards, though? Because this is going to be crazy.
To have fun and see good music. BET's all, I mean, this BET is, and it's funny, when you are from a certain culture, you don't realize how important your culture is.
Right.
BET is the most important outlet for black music in the world.
Absolutely.
And so all of us who get to be in the room, we get to see a top-notch concert.
There you go.
You just sit there, and then all your people that you love are in the audience, and people that you never met, like Rick Ross or whoever, just people you never met, they're just sitting right there. You can just reach your arm out and say hi, and Snoop and whoever, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's just a fun night, and so I'm expecting to have fun and see one of the best concerts of the year.
Well, I'm happy that you got the fifth album and back doing your thing, because I mean, when you first came, you just on the scene, you were doing everything. BET, you were doing just every event, every concert,
just me and
Essence,
my guitar.
Everything. Yeah. I remember you were everywhere. I was just like, God, Indy Iree is everywhere.
Yeah. And
you
I
came
didn't know
to Baltimore,
how it went.
You did something in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. I passed out in Baltimore. How about that? I got off stage and fainted.
Wow.
I was so tired.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I had just met Buster, and I was like, I turned the corner and just boom, poof, right on the ground.
Well, I'm glad you all right. You're doing
I am all right.
How can people follow you?
Everything is at India RE. All my Twitter, my Instagram, my Facebook is all at India RE.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Well, they got to keep you moving, and I appreciate you stopping
time.
Through. Yeah.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
All right. 2013 BET Awards, 8 p.m., India RE. New album right now.
Conversation.
That's right. Yes. And Cocoa Butter the single.
Yes.
It's BMore's 92Q.com. Thank you.